This is Evangelist George McTyre of the Word of God Ministry, and I want to give you a little heads up on something here. At the start of the lesson here, I will be mentioning two different dates. One will be the date that the message was first published, and the second date will be the date that the message was transcribed, if you will, to audio. The reason why I'm giving you the dates is because during the reading of this message, I might make mention of some people, places, things, or events that were relevant at the time that the message was first published, which may or may not be relevant for today. And if that is the case, if I can remember, I'll try to give you a heads up on it. However, let me say this. When it comes down to the Word of God, His word is always relevant yesterday, today, and forever. It never ceases to be relevant. And those of you that are exposed to it would do well to take heed to it and to adjust your lives accordingly. The message for this session is a message that was first published back in the month of August of the year 2004. It's being put on audio in the month of August of February of the year 2025. I'm jumping ahead of myself. Anyway, our subject scripture is found in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 39, and verse number 19. And if you have the scriptures available, you will find these words recorded. This is God speaking. And he says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. The title for this message asks a question, and that is, America, are we cursed? This month's subject, unlike others, allows the Bible to explain most of the subject of cursing as God has presented it to His people. After the cursing text of the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy chapter 28 is read or heard, I will make my comments. So we're going to go to the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, and we're going to start at verse number 15. And we're going to read all the way down. I think I read it all the way to the end. But anyway, starting at verse number 15. God speaking, but it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy kine and the flocks of thy sheep. Verse number 19. Cursed shall thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke in all that thou settest thine hand unto for to do, until thou be destroyed, and until thou perish quickly, because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me. Verse number 21. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee, until he have consumed thee from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with consumption, and with a fever, and with an inflammation, and with an extreme burning, and with the sword, and with the blasting, and with mildew, and they shall pursue thee until thou perish. And thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them, and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. Verse 26. And thy carcass shall be meat for the fowls of the air and unto the beasts of the earth, and no man shall fray them away. The Lord will smite thee with the botch of Egypt, and with the emrods, and with the scab, and with the itch whereof thou canst not be healed. Verse 28. The Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. Verse 29. And thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in thy ways, and thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Verse 30. Thou shalt betroth the wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build a house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and shalt not gather the grapes thereof. Thine ox shall be slain before thine eyes, and thou shalt not eat thereof. Thine ass shall be violently taken away from before thy face, and shall not be restored to thee. Thy sheep shall be given unto thine enemies, and thou shalt have none to rescue them. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no might in thine hand. The fruit of thy land and all thy labors shall the nation which thou knowest not eat up, and thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed away always, so that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. The Lord shall smite thee in the knees and in the legs with a sore botch that cannot be healed, from the sole of thy feet unto the top of thy head. The Lord shall bring thee and thy king which thou set over thee unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there shall thou serve the other gods of wood and stone. And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations, whether the Lord shall lead thee. Thou shalt carry much seed out into the field, and shall gather but little in, for the locusts shall consume it. Thou shalt plant vineyards and dress them, but thou shalt not drink of the wine, nor gather the grapes, for the worms shall eat them. Verse number 40. Thou shalt have olive trees throughout all thy coasts, but thou shalt not anoint thyself with the oil, for thine olive shall cast his fruit. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall be or go into captivity. All thy trees and fruit of thy land shall the locust consume. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. Sounds like what's happening to the black community in this nation, where you got all of these foreigners coming over here, and they're being taken care of and things above the black people, the African Americans that live here. But anyway, let me go on. Verse 44. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded thee. Verse 46. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever. Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Therefore shall thou serve thine enemies which the Lord shall send against thee, in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things, and he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from afar, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. Verse And he shall eat the fruit of thy cattle and the fruit of thy land until thou be destroyed, which also shall not leave thee either corn, wine, or oil, or the increase of thine kind, or the flocks of thy sheep, until he have destroyed thee. Verse 52. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates until thy high and fenced walls come down, wherein thou trustest, throughout all thy land. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates throughout all thy land, which the Lord thy God hath given thee. And thou shalt eat the fruit of thine own body, the flesh of thy sons and of thy daughters, which the Lord thy God hath given thee, in the siege and in the straitness wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee. So that the man that is tender among you and very delicate, his eye shall be evil toward his brother, and toward the wife of his bosom, and toward the remnant of his children, which he shall leave, so that he will not give any of them of the flesh of his children whom he shall eat, because he hath nothing left him in the siege and in the straitness wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee in all thy gates. The tender and delicate woman among you, which would not adventure to set the sole of her foot upon the ground for delicateness and tenderness, her eye shall be evil toward the husband of her bosom, and toward her son, and toward her daughter, and toward her young one that cometh out from between her feet, and toward her children which she shall bear, for she shall eat them for want of all things secretly in the siege and straitness wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee in thy gates. If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou know that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God, then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed even great plagues, and of long countenance, and sore sickness, and of long countenance. Moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt, which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee. Verse number 61. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed. And you shall be left few in number, whereas you were as the stars of heaven for multitude, because thou wouldst not obey the voice of the Lord thy God. Verse 63. And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught. For you shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. And the Lord shall scatter thee among all people from one end of the earth even unto the other. And there shall thou serve other gods which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone. And among these nations shall thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy feet have rest, but the Lord shall give thee there a trembling heart and failing eyes and sorrow of mind. And thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shall have none assurance of thy life. Verse 67. In the morning thou shalt say, Would God it were even. And at even thou shalt say, Would God it were morning. For the fear of thine heart wherewith thou shalt fear, and for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. Verse number 68. And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships, by the way whereof I spake unto thee. Thou shalt see it no more again. And there you shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you. Now that you have read or listened to the entire section of Deuteronomy chapter number 28 dealing with the curses that God has pronounced on those that are disobedient to Him, I had underlined several verses of the particular, of particular interest. These verses present a clear picture of a God that is actively directing things that will bring us to destruction because we are choosing a path that directly fights against Him. Most of us have the idea that God is love, merciful, long-suffering, patient, and full of grace. But if you will notice, that is only one side of Him. The subject verse says that He gives us the choice to choose blessing or cursing, life or death. Then He urges us to choose life and blessing. This nation is choosing to go against His recommendations and choosing cursing and death. By more and more numbers, people, when making decisions about who they want to lead them and this nation, are looking to those that have no regard for God and want to support and implement policies that God says He will not let stand. We wonder why certain groups in this nation seem to be suffering so much misery. I'm talking about the gay community and the black community. It is because they choose to believe that God has some special allegiance to them and that He will allow them more freedom to pursue things to make their lives better while He disapproves of the things, the same activities from others. He disapproves from those same activities of others, like racism, being a respecter of persons and stuff, abortion and abominable acts and so forth like that. Because of that frame of mind, AIDS is destroying you. Your children are dying early as the victims of crime, accidents, and diseases that usually are seen in the elderly. Everything you set your minds to do fails. In other words, I'm talking about affirmative action. Programs that were designed to help you get ahead end up benefiting others and you still languish near the bottom of the economic ladder. People from other countries come over here and get the jobs that you wanted, while other jobs go overseas to benefit others, and you complain that it's unfair. Your race has the highest statistics of infant mortality, high blood pressure, strokes, heart attacks, diabetes, and other diseases, where you end up more likely to die from them while other races get healed. Stress is killing you. You have all sorts of problems and can't cope with them, so you turn to drugs, and the drugs destroy your life and your families. Your schools that you fought so hard to control are crumbling, and the kids graduate from them and can't even read their own names or do what is necessary to get a good paying job. When people come to you with the truth, you can't see it and think they are lying to you, so you end up praying for deliverance, but not recognizing it when it comes. You are blind, being led by the blind, and both of you are wallowing in the ditch. You and others invest in something, and they get big returns, while you only get a little, if any at all. Everywhere you go, the curse follows you. You never have enough money to support yourself and your family, so you go into debt and can't get out. All because you choose to go against God and not serve Him. You end up serving those that hate you and end up being destroyed by them. Think about it. Well, that's the end of our message today. And like I say, you should, if you can, get the, go back and pick up the King James Version of the Bible, the original King James Version of the Bible, more specifically, and read those scriptures. If you can, get a copy of the tract, of this particular tract for this particular month. You can find it on this website and look at the parts of scriptures that I have underlined. And I sort of made a comment about one of the scriptures, basically talking about which I have said before, when it comes down to things like affirmative action was supposed to be helping the black community get ahead, and it's winding up helping everybody else but us, but the black community, and how that our sons and daughters are dying in the streets, being killed and things, and carrying on. And we want to try to blame it on racism. No, it's not racism, it's a curse. It's God's curse on us for the foolishness, the nonsense that we involve ourselves in, trying to do something when we don't even know what we're doing, or doing something to the wrong people. And God is raising up people to come over here, take the jobs that we wanted. A lot of the businesses, owners and things, you know, are from other countries and things, while blacks very seldom have anything to really celebrate being you know, profitable, unless it's some other thing like rap artist or something like that, that you know, like P. Diddy and I forget what his name is right now. Beyonce's husband, I forget what it, anyway, Jay-Z, yeah, or record producers or something like that, or movies and things that promote stuff that basically make a mockery of God and Christianity and so forth. They making money to be successful in that, but when it comes down to any serious things, we have very few people. Oh, there's some out there that are doing good, but most of them are doing good because they are the ones that are falling in line with what God says He wants from us, and they are prospering. Because see, that's one thing God will do, because if you go back and read Deuteronomy chapter 28, read the first 14 verses and read what He says He will do for those that obey all His commandments and things. When everybody else is failing, we're prospering. When everybody else is being sick and things like that, we're in perfect health. If we do get sick, get some medication or something like that, and get healed while you get the same medication as somebody else that's got the same disease and things like that, but they're disobedient to God and they stay the same, or they end up dying. You know, the facts, the evidence is right there if you will take a good look at it. You can't not see it unless you just completely a total idiot. And we got a few of those out here too, and some of them happen to be in leadership, and they will always try to find somebody to blame because they don't want to admit that they don't know what they're talking about, or that they've been leading people into the problems that they're facing, and they won't admit it, but that's the way that it actually is. So like I said, get a copy of the read the Bible the or get a copy of this track with the verses written down. Like I say, I copied them down out of the Bible and put them, you know, down for you to read. And look at each one of those verses, even the ones that I didn't underline, and look at the circumstances that the black community is finding itself in this nation. And trying to, well, since this is 2025, they're trying to blame Donald Trump and the Republicans for this. But Donald Trump ain't got nothing to do with this. This is God moving, because after all, with all of the stuff that Donald Trump had been going through, the only reason why Donald Trump is president now, it has to be God. Because remember the assassination attempt on his life where he actually got shot? Can you imagine if Donald Trump hadn't turned his head at the exact moment or second that that bullet was getting ready to hit him? It probably would have killed him. But I believe God reached down and turned his head, or else God reached down and deflected the bullet a little bit. But you know, that tells me that God has to have had something to do with Donald Trump managing to survive all of that. You know, well, he was president from 2016 until 2020, until the Democrats went on this jihad the minute he got, before he got elected for the first term, the minute he announced he was going to run for president, they did everything under the sun to get rid of him, short of assassinating him. And I had made the comment the first time. I said, man, if they're doing all this stuff, I said, it's a wonder they haven't tried to assassinate him. But what they wanted to do is, they didn't want to take it that far, but when he got in office, they tried to impeach him and things to get him out of office, and that didn't work. So they figured they would, you know, dirty up or mess up his reputation and his name and so forth. But still, they had another thing in mind, and that was to steal the election. Now, people are always talking about, well, you know, we don't have no proof. Yeah, there's proof, all right, but you want to try to get around it and say, well, no proof, fine, do that. But God's going to show you a few things, and that's because they thought for sure that he would not run for a second term. But he decided to run. That's when they decided, well, we better get rid of him. And they tried to use Joe Biden to do it. But Joe Biden, to run for, you know, for a second term, Joe Biden was running for a second term. He made a fool out of Joe Biden. I think God did. Took his mind from him and things, and made him look like what he actually was in the first place. Somebody that really was doing more damage to the nation, like he did back in the Carter years, when they signed that bill that destroyed the automobile industry, the housing industry, made gas prices jump from 50 cents and 75 cents up to over a dollar and a half and things, and we've been going up from there, all because of environmentalism, protecting birds and insects and all that other stuff over man. God wasn't tolerating that, but like I said, Joe Biden was behind it, so they gave him a shot. And so that's when they say, well, we got to do something now. We might as well try to get him assassinated. Because, you know, let's face it, when you got police officers actually see, you know, people are telling the police officers and think, hey, that guy climbing up over there on that building and things, and he got a rifle. And nobody really checks it out. And like one police officer said, he went over there, climbed up the ladder, and saw the guy standing up there and didn't do anything, and either fell off the ladder or just went back down the ladder and just didn't do anything, and allowed him to carry out trying to assassinate Trump. He wound up killing somebody, some innocent person that was up there on the stage by Trump, but the bullet missed Trump. So, you know, God had to have his hand in that. And these people still don't know or can't learn the lesson. If God has his hands on somebody, you better keep your hands off of them. I don't care who they are. But anyway, that's why America is in the condition it's in, and especially the black community. But the nation is getting worse and worse and worse. And God's getting ready to pull the curtain on this nation. just watch if these people keep on doing what they're doing and keep on getting worse and worse, pretty soon either China, North Korea, or somebody else gonna come walking right in here and take over. And then what you gonna do? Then you really gonna have something to be crying about. Well, this is Evangelist George McTyre. Let me say to you and yours, until we get together again for another message from the Word of God, good day.